yesterday.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Well, a good morning on this Friday. I am Tom Abbott, joined by Robin Hagerman. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Tom.
It's a nice morning.
Yeah, but when did you say that? Sunday.
Sometime on Sunday, it'll start to all clear off, and it's going to be just gorgeous all next week.
Well, yesterday felt like a bonus.
Yeah, yesterday was a very nice day.
Yeah.
So we are going to take your phone calls here this morning. It's our Tradio program, which is every Wednesday and Friday, 9 o'clock. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or you have an announcement that you'd like to talk about so the community has a heads up on it, give us a call. Our phone number, 907-772-3808. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Is this me, Sarah C?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. I'm calling about a moving music concert that's coming up at Inga's Galley on April 20th from 6 to 8 p.m., and, yeah, hopefully we'll get that beautiful weather you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I think it's there.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. We'll have Brandon Rains, a local performer, musician, Ukuleles, Brian Richards, Matthew Winterstein, Sarah C., and the Husband. And so that'll be a fun night.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, super fun. So, yeah, again, that's April 20th. At Inga's Galley from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. Can you run by the local musicians again of who's going to be
sure,
there?
Sure, I'd love to. This is Brandon Rains, Ukuleles, Brian Richards, Matthew Winterstein, Sarah C., and the Husband.
All right, that's okay. Next Saturday night.
That's right. A week from tomorrow, I guess.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, too.
Okay, bye. And next caller on line two, good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom. This is Mary Clemens.
Hi, Mary, good morning.
Petersburg Humane Association hat on. we have lots of activities this month. April, it's our 25th anniversary of being in existence in Petersburg. The first thing is flocking. Our annual flocking in April starts tomorrow. So if you want to flock somebody's yard with pink flamingos, you can call 907-518-1091. Leave a message, and we will get that flocking order. It costs $20 to flock someone's yard, and it's well worth it. Lots of people really enjoy it. So that's the first thing. And again, leave a message, no text on that call. It's just a message phone. So if you leave a text, we can't see the text.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened, unfortunately. But, yeah, leave a message and someone will get back to you. The next thing is ongoing is the exhibit at the Claussen Museum, Petersburg Pets of the Past. Exhibit runs now through April 27th. Museum's hours are 1 to 5 on weekdays and noon to 5 on Saturday. They're at 2nd and Fram, and it's a really great exhibit. So, yeah, I encourage everybody to check that out. And then the other thing is our online auction. We have lots of items on display at Rexall Drug, and it's an online auction, so there's a QR scan there at the in the window, and also I believe the auction, the site is mentioned there too, but I'll go ahead and tell you it's 32auctions.com/PHA25. And I know you're reading this, you know, all of these things on the PSAs on KFSK, and we really appreciate that. If you do need help going to the auction, you, again, can call the number 518-1091 and leave a message, and someone will get back to you, and we can help you out on that.
Okay. Mary, can you give me that website one more time?
Yeah. 32auctions, AUCTIONS.com, all lowercase, /PHA25.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
And that .org or anything?
Well, that's the slash part after.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. And thank you again for, reading and announcing all of these activities for us.
Sure. It's fun. I love the flocking. You got flocked last year, Robin.
Yes, I did. So, yeah, I might have to have a little revenge.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Mary. And next, caller on line 3. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom. This is Abby Hardy.
Hi, Abby. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm just calling on behalf of the Five Finger Lighthouse Society. I know you guys have also been reading this on your PSAs, but the Five Finger Lighthouse will be having their annual meeting this coming Tuesday, April 16th, at the public library at 6 p.m. We're just going to be voting in officers and letting everybody know what we've been up to out at the lighthouse this past year. Lots of things have been done. Along with upcoming projects. We're just really excited to share. There's going to be a bit of Five Finger Lighthouse swag, maybe a couple sweatshirts there for people to buy if they want. It's open to the public and anybody who is interested in potentially volunteering for the Five Finger Lighthouse. Again, that's this coming Tuesday, April 16th at the public library at 6 o'clock. And I just wanted to let everybody else know with my own voice. and I, again, appreciate the PSAs being put out this past week for it.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks, Abby.
Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right. You too. Yes, that's next Tuesday evening at 6. Also, school board meets next Tuesday evening at 6, and the Petersburg Borough Assembly meets next Monday at 6. A lot going on in this community. I know. So we heard Sarah talking about the music next Saturday night. Well, I'm going to wait on this. It might be somebody talking about what I was just going to mention. Our phone number, if you want to get on and talk about an event coming up, it's 907-772-3808. And caller on line 1, good morning, you're on Tradio.
Morning, Tom and Robin. This is Sally calling from the Sons of Norway.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's a bingo night tonight at the hall upstairs. Bingo starts at 7, but the doors open at 6. And tonight we're having Rhoda's Tonka Seafood Salmon Dipped in Crackers, and I made homemade cardamom bread, which will be buttered and frosted for the snack.
Buttered and frosted.
Well, wow. I like to cut it, butter it, and then frost the top. Yeah.
Why not?
Well, if you're going to go bad, I mean, not bad, but, you know, enjoy a nice, warm, comforting treat. Lots of butter and love and sugar and flour and, yeah, yeah.
Yep, you got it. Butter and love, that's kind of my mantra.
All right, well, thank you, Sally.
You're welcome, and I wanted to also reiterate that the Pioneer Tea is tomorrow from 1 to 3 at Holy Cross House.
Right.
And I know I'm baking like crazy here. I know other people are too, and decorating tables, and it's going to be a really nice event. And if you've never done it, it might be time to at least poke your nose in the door and see what's going on.
Okay.
I believe tickets are still at Lee's Clothing, but I could be wrong. They might have picked them up already.
Okay.
It's $20 per person, and pretty much all you can fill on a plate as many times as you want.
So can people also maybe purchase a ticket at the door?
I'm sure they would never turn anybody away.
All right.
Yeah. And then next Sunday is the 21st, and that is the Blessing of the Fleet at the Sons of Norway Hall. it's a cooperation between the Petersburg Vessel Owners, the Petersburg Ministerial Association, and the Sons of Norway to honor those that have passed this last year in the fishing industry and a true hope for safety for all fishermen who ply the seas. So that is open to the community from 2 to 4 next Sunday.
Hey, on that, Sally, if somebody wants to get a boat name in on the blessing, who do they contact? Do you know?
As far as I know, it's between Glow and Yvonne Tinas.
I was going to say I would suggest Glow, but okay.
Yeah, she's probably the easiest one to get a hold of.
Okay.
And then this year, the VFW is teaching the Girl Scouts how to be the honor flag guard. So that's a nice change.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, get the kids involved and how to do it properly and carrying those heavy poles.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, the Boy Scouts have done a long time. It's good to see the Girl Scouts get involved in that, too.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Get the kids going.
Yep.
Anyway, have a wonderful weekend, and hope there's no snow.
Well, we're all in agreement on that, Sally, I think. All right, thanks, Sally. Have a good weekend.
You guys, too. Thanks.
Okay, bye. So a couple of the things that are coming up also next weekend is the Lutheran Church basement sale. That's on Saturday, next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It, you know, it's everything is there. Clothes, household items, plants, starts, furniture, whatnot. Everything is there. Also, all the proceeds go to local charities. There's also a book sale and the soup and bread sale. Those are in the Holy Cross House. Everything else is down in the basement, but it's if you've got items that you'd like to donate for it, you can do so after this Sunday, so you can do so next week. And if you need any assistance on that, contact Stacy Madsen at 518-1493. That's the Lutheran Church basement sale next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2. And also next Saturday, the 25th annual Beat the Odds Run Walk. And you can get tickets or you can make your purchase on that and get a T-shirt if you're within the first 150. But registration is open now down at Lee's Clothing for the Run Walk. And the Run Walk, again, is next Saturday. Registration starts at 8:30 in the morning if you can't get to Lee's before then. And then the race or the run walk, I don't think it's a race.
No,
it's
not really
a race.
It's
not competitive.
It's not competitive.
9 a.m. is next Saturday, the run walk, and then 10 a.m. is the Lutheran Church basement sale, and then 6 p.m. is the music down at Inga's. That's all next Saturday. And then, as Sally was saying, the annual blessing of the fleet is next Sunday. If you'd like to get your boat name included into the blessing, contact the Harbor Master's office. That's all I have, Robin.
All right. Well,
you want to get to your rundown?
Sure. Sarah C. called about the moving music concert. There will be one at Inga's Galley at April 20th. That's a Saturday from 6 to 8. It has a lineup of local musicians, Brandon Rains, the Yucca Ladies, Brian Richards, Sarah C. and the Huzz Band, and Matthew Winterstein. Should be a good time there. Mary Clemens called for the Petersburg Humane Association. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary. They have an ongoing April fundraiser called The Flocking, and that's where you can call 518-1091, leave a message with someone's address that you would like to have flocked, and you'll wake up and find that there are like 20 pink flamingos. Maybe not 20.
There's about that.
Okay, there's a lot of them in your yard. It's very bright. It's very fun. So it's $20 to flock a yard. When you leave a message, no text to that phone number because it isn't text available.
Yeah.
No texting on that. I'm sorry. I'm struggling with my words this morning. But it's $20 to flock a yard. They'll need the actual street address of where you want to have that done. And then they also have an exhibit at the Clausen Museum that is the Petersburg Pets of the Past. That's available now to view through April 27th. The museum is open from 1 to 5 during the week and 12 to 5 on Saturdays. And then they also have another fundraiser for an online auction. The items are on display at Rexall downtown in the window. And you can find the QR code in the window down at Rexall, and you can scan that. Or you can go online, and it's 32auctions.com/PHA25. And if you have any questions about that, you can also call the 518-1091 and leave a message saying that you need some assistance with that. Abby Hardy called for the Five Finger Lighthouse Society. They're having their annual meeting Tuesday, April 16th, 6 p.m. at the library. They'll be voting in their officers, and it's open to the public. It'll also be providing an update on what they've been doing and what their plans are. So if anybody's interested in that, be sure to attend. Sally at the Suns called. It's bingo tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. They always have a really wonderful snack that Sally and Rhoda usually provide. Sally put on her Pioneer hat and announced that the Pioneer Tea is tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Holy Cross House. It's a scholarship fundraiser. It's $20 a person. Tickets were available at Lee's. They may not be there now, but you may also still be able to get in at the door. And then on the 21st, is the annual blessing of the fleet at the Sons of Norway Hall. It's a combination of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association with the Petersburg Ministerial Association and the Sons of Norway. It will be from 2 to 4 at the Sons. And the local Girl Scouts troop have been being taught on how to be the honor flight guard this year for that. So that's really cool. And if you want to get a vessel name in for the blessing, you can call the Harbor Master's office. And I think that's it.
That's it. All right. There's one other thing I wanted to bring up to your attention on this, especially if you got a recent graduate or a upcoming graduate. The Alaska Community Foundation has the Donald Giles Vocational Scholarship for any students seeking a degree in vocational or trade studies. And this includes the upcoming high school graduates and those who have graduated in the past 2 years, including GED graduates. And you must be a resident of Petersburg. So this is a scholarship that has been extended to Monday is the deadline, which means that they don't have somebody yet. So you've still got a shot at it. If you'd like to get this scholarship, the deadline has been extended to Monday, April 15th. Go to the Alaska Community Foundation website, alaskacf.org/scholarships, and find it. It's the Donald Giles Vocational Scholarship, and it's open to Petersburg High School graduates over the past 2 years, including the kids that are going to graduate next month. So new scholarship opportunity, and they extended the deadline, so that means they're still looking to hand out some money. So it's a good opportunity. Again, that's for those going into either vocational or trade studies after high school. And it includes, importantly, students that graduated already from high school over the past 2 years. They're eligible as well. So check that out, alaskacf.org scholarships. That's it. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a good weekend. We've got Steve Barry here. He's going to continue on with his music on Rising Tide. Then Chuck Rose is with you for Aloha Friday this afternoon at 12:45. Goat with you for After School Notes. Tonight, every Friday night, it's all music. Mark McCallum is with you at 6:30. It's followed by Patrick Troll down in Ketchikan at 9 o'clock. Stu Kahn, his mother. Did you hear the report? Very nice. Stu is your host for Radio Free Petersburg tonight at 10 o'clock. Hope you have a good weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com, 772-3949, or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell, on the web at PetersburgProperties.com.
If you're like many parents,